Okay, so I'll call the monthly meeting to order. We'll open the floor for public comment. Zach, anything for public comment for our regular meeting?
I did have a question for the trustees.
Sure.
I'm not sure how much direct influence you have on this, but were you aware that we still aren't receiving CDTA bus services out here in the village?
No.
No.
We haven't been receiving regular bus service from Route 520 for the better part of 2 years now.
Oh, wow.
I thought we don't have the Skodak route, because it doesn't come out here anymore, you're saying?
The Skodak route, I'm not sure about. That's a different bus. There used to be the 520 CDTA Nassau Express. Has not been in operation. They put it on what they call a temporary hold due to the pandemic, which at the time that seemed perfectly reasonable. But as far as I'm aware, they still haven't reinstated it.
Huh.
Every time I've checked and called, they've said that it's out of service.
All right, we'll send a letter to them asking them when they expect to return. What's this, 520 you said?
Yeah, it should be CDTA.
Does any bus come here at all?
No, that was the only
one. Not even the regular one?
The regular one comes.
That was the regular one. That's the only bus that was mapped to consistently come to the village.
Oh, okay.
Well, the express one...
It's called the express, but it's the only bus that's routed to come to the village. Or at least it has been every time I've looked. The nearest one that we would have otherwise would be at the...
Skodak Town Hall. You can get one there.
Yeah, that one usually... So you're saying that the Skodak Town Hall has been the end of the line?
Yes.
The park and ride.
So, the Skodak park and ride is the closest, unless they've changed their route since the last time I checked.
All right. Well, we'll send them a letter and find out, because I was not aware of that, and...
I didn't know there was no...
Yeah, because, I mean, they used to have one that did... That would come out here, go down through East Skodak, and then get on I-90 and get down to Broad. I thought that was the express.
Right.
That is exactly what that was.
And then they had the one that went down 9 and 20 all the way over to Dunn, down to Broadway, and that was the regular
route. They used to loop here around Conemaugh. Their main stop was in that private lot.
I think you're right. I think years ago they stopped one of them and only sent one out here.
Yep, and that
now
was
they've
the
stopped it entirely?
Yeah, and well, as it was, it was only doing, it was only running maybe 6 times a day, and all of those were between like 6, 7, 3.
Wow.
Yeah, I know my son works down there, and he was complaining about that. He'd like to take the bus, but he can't get home.
Yeah. And it's unfortunate because having healthy public transit access would work towards some of the other community goals, like developing the commercial area of the business district and improving walkability.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, statistically speaking, when people don't have a more convenient option than their cars, they're going to keep sticking to their cars.
Right. Agreed. All right, well, we will contact CDTA and see what we can find out, and we'll follow it up with a letter to CDTA and to, you know, we probably should send it to, send a copy to our legislators and whatnot also, so.
Absolutely.
But we will, I'm glad you brought it up. I thank you for your input. I was, like I say, I don't do buses, so I was totally...
No problem. One of the reasons they might use as an excuse to deprive us of service is the low volume of people using it. But it's kind of a catch-22 mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. having low service encourages fewer people to use it. It perpetuates the stigma that the buses are only for the poor and the desperate, which that should not be the case in a healthy and environmentally conscious community.
Hmm.
Yep. Okay, we'll get on that for sure. Anything else?
Off the top of my head, that was the big one.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that. Entertain a motion to approve the May 11th board meeting minutes.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Julia. Questions, alterations, deletions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to accept the minutes from the year-end meeting, May 25th.
Make the motion.
Julia made the motion.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions, alterations, deletions on May 25th minutes. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the May, final May treasurer's report that was run on June 3rd, 2022.
Make the motion.
Motion by Charlie.
I'll second.
Second by Guy. Questions on the treasurer's report?
So were there things that happened?
All the transfers were done, so we're still over, on one item in the clerk CE, which is we got some additional charges for the computer system that we just bought. So we're over by $109, but that was the only thing, and then the additional monies we put in for the transfers to the capital funds. So at the end of the year, we spent $632,168.91. We had total income of $659,372.15 for a positive balance of $27,203.24. Any other comments, questions, discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Old business, so we have no correspondence, right? Nothing came in since this? Okay.
No, not this time.
Huh?
No, not this time.
Okay. Old business, we have the village sign, so.
I just wanted to see that everybody knows that it's up, so hopefully y'all like it. The top part of it, where the Welcome to the Village of Nassau, that is on delay for materials right now, unfortunately, but it is on order. And currently, Bob puts the stuff up until I can get time to sit down with Bob and learn how to do it.
Very easy. And if you have anything, right now all that's up there is the village-wide yard sale, so if there's anything else that you want to put on there, let me know.
All right.
Darren, when you say the village sign, is there something going above?
Right, where the electronic sign in, there's a new village, you know, a new welcome to the village in Nassau.
Oh, okay.
But the old one didn't fit in the hole, so we had a new one made.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we just did it with the metal from J.C. Smith, like the usual ones are, but it'll match all the rest of them that are in the village, and it'll be wide enough to actually fit there.
Okay.
But I guess they're having a material problem, amongst many other problems in the world right now. But I've received a lot of positive comments on the sign. Has anybody else?
I haven't heard anything, but I like it a lot. Yeah, I think it's great.
That's good. So that was my update on that.
All right. Let's see, Village Commons Park Entertainment Night.
All right, so that one is, I had a village resident stop in. You know, he has mentioned this several times. I would like to have, you know, the park, have music in the park. And he has a band that's willing to do it for $300. And he would like us to schedule an evening this summer during the week. It's called Gone Gray Band. I guess they play at Skodak's Music in the Park and different places. I mean, I agree, we should start doing some things and, you know, opening up the world again. Does anyone have any?
Did he send us a list of dates?
He did. Did he tell you he was going to? Yeah.
Yes, he did. Yeah, I talked to Mickey. Mickey Conley is the one that sent this.
Yeah, it was Mickey Conley. And he sent me a list of dates that they're available now. And then he sent some that he's going to get some weekend ones if we wanted that, but I'm not interested in the weekend one. Something during the week is fine.
All right, so this is a $300 expenditure.
I mean,
and maybe we could kind of, you know, open it up to, you know, if Diablo wants to bring his food truck up, or
yeah, we can make a fun
village,
event. That'd be fun.
You know, you could sell ice cream.
We haven't done anything in quite some time. Now, we don't have beautification that doing any events anymore, which is fine, but we need something. I mean, and I don't mind helping out with this one, but I'm not taking on events. I don't have enough time left in my schedule. But Mickey asked me to look into this, and I will help him make this happen if you guys want to provide the funds.
Yeah, right. So the first decision to make is, do we want to, you know, commit $300 to having a night of music in the park? So what are your thoughts on that?
I'm in favor of it.
Yeah.
I am too.
All right.
So just got to determine.
Well, let's,
would this be on a Friday, Saturday? Or?
Well,
it would probably be something during the week. You know,
during
music,
the week?
Yeah, Music in the Park in Skodak is done on, I think it's a Tuesday night or something.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And the pizza company comes out and people buy pizza. And, you know, it's just fun for like an hour and a half. It's nothing.
Okay.
It's not a big deal. It's still light out. I mean, they canceled last night because of rain, but they do it all summer. I mean, we couldn't afford that unless people were donating money, but.
So it looks like
nice to have something started again.
So it looks like he's looking at he's given his dates for Monday, Wednesday, and Thursdays.
That's their available dates right now.
Yeah. And then the following week, yeah, it's Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, and then the following, this is in July. So the following week is the week of the 25th. Actually, he's got, you know, all 4 days, 5, 6, 7, and 8 there. I mean, we could pick a date after. I mean, it doesn't have to be, we don't have to pick it right this minute, but if you want to go along and do something with this, we could look at doing a date in July.
Toward the end would be.
You know, we'll have to see what's kind of, what else is going on in the community so we don't conflict, you know, so that. You know, we can get a decent turnout, and we want to have enough time far enough in advance that, you know, we could speak to, you know, some of the village businesses to see if they want to provide food or you know, drinks or whatever, and how that's all going to happen.
Yes, I would say pick a few dates last week of July.
Well, he's got the last week of July, he's pretty well open. He's got the 25th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. So that's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So. All right, so I'll entertain a motion to approve $300 and, well, I'll entertain a motion to go forward and host a Music in the Park night at a date to be determined with a not to exceed price of, well, he wants $300, you said, right?
He said he would do it for us for $300.
All right, so let's say not to exceed $500 in case there's some ancillary costs.
Okay.
All right, so that's the motion. Did you get that?
Yep.
I'll second the motion.
Second by Charlie. Questions?
And the date's going to be determined in the month of July?
Sometime in July, yeah. Probably towards the end of the month or maybe even the first week of August, but we'll see how things are. I want to look at a community calendar to see what's going on in the area before we decide on this day.
Definitely.
So. All right, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion's carried. So you can tell Mickey that,
yes,
you know,
I will.
We will look forward to working something out.
We'll be very happy.
And I think we should learn from it. And if it's a good success, maybe next year we can
Turn
it up more often. Maybe do it once a month in the summer even.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wouldn't mind donating to do it more often this summer.
We'll see how it goes.
We'll see. I want to see if we like them. I mean, they're willing to do it, and I guess they, I don't know. I guess if I see them, I'll know who they are. I guess we all do. They actually work out of the building that rents from Walt or something. I don't know. I have to see them to know, but at any rate, I am excited for that. Thank you.
All right. Court phone line.
So that. That is, I would like the court to get their own phone line. so everybody stops calling the village clerk's office. It's bad enough we only have three lines there, and then currently the court calls are directed, they come into the main line, and there's a voicemail, and it says, if this is a court-related issue, please press 1. Well, you know, they press 1, the court office has very limited hours, so then they'll just call back. Oh no, but I've been calling, and I really need to speak to someone.
And your answer should be, well, I'll transfer to you to the court voicemail.
Yeah, I've said it all.
Yeah.
I don't even think that
they're going to still do this. Putting in another line is not going to change a thing for you.
If the court has their own phone
number. It's not going to change a thing for you, because they're still going to know the village line. If they get an answering machine, they're going to call in on your line.
I don't know.
Respectfully, that does sound more like it's an issue of the hourly availability of the court workers than the phone line.
What?
If the reason that they're calling back and then getting you guys is because of the limited hours.
Well, it is. We know that. Yeah, we know that. But
they all have a crisis, and it's not a crisis. It's something that they let go for years and years and years, and now they're suspended, so they'll call over and over and over and over again.
Well, either way, I mean, we have a part-time system here. Court hours are posted when the court clerk is available, and they're posted on there. And if somebody needs to speak with them, they need to call in, leave a message, and then within a day or two, they'll get back to them and tell them what they need to do. And they just need to be patient. And quite frankly, people aren't patient.
So you don't think that's going to change if they have their
I don't think it's going to change a thing. Because I think they'll call in, you can post a court phone number and say, this is the number for the court. And then they're going to call in, they're going to talk to you anyway.
Well, the town doesn't have that problem over there. I mean, they have their own number.
They do not have their own number. They all go into the same centric system over there that they do the same thing we have here. They have their own number, but it still goes into the same rollover system that they have there.
Yeah, she just doesn't get court calls. Nobody ever calls the clerk. And all right, that was just my suggestion. If you don't think it's going to change anything, then I guess not.
Missy, why don't you just change your message, you know, for the people when they call in?
Yeah, to what?
The village clerk does not handle court matters.
I guess.
Well, that's one of those things where if they have a chance to hit a button to get to a real person before the message explanation finishes, most people are just going to hit that so they can get a person.
Mm-hmm. Right, but the clerk's not going to help them. And then she just ends up taking a ration of crap because...
Yeah,
you know, they're mad because they can't talk to somebody,
exactly,
and there's nothing she can do for them because she's not the court clerk.
And I can't hang up on them because that's very rude, but then you have to listen to their spiel no matter what, and I can say, I'm sorry, I really can't help you.
Yeah, it's not a situation.
You know, you got to call back and push number 1, but I did that, and some people are just
leave a message,
rude.
They'll get back to you.
It takes up a lot of my, it wastes my time. I don't have minutes to be wasted, but... Okay, that was my suggestion. If you think it's not going to work, then I guess we'll just kibosh that idea.
I mean, I don't see it making any difference at all. Is anybody else?
Well, I mean, what's the cost to...
It's a phone line and another bill.
It's like, it's like 50, 60 bucks a month.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just let all the phone calls go to voicemail.
Well, I can't do that.
I mean... We could try it, and if it doesn't make a difference, then...
How much is a Google phone, like just a Google phone number? Is there anything,
well,
and
you have
like...
to buy a phone, too.
No,
well, like have a phone.
Do they have like a free phone number service for like voicemail or no?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't know what that is.
That's a good idea, Guy, is to try it and see what happens, and if it... If it doesn't,
I mean,
if
she's still getting the calls, then we know it doesn't.
Yeah, we can always cancel it, right?
I mean, in my opinion, if it eliminates, you know, even half of them, it would be helpful. But again, I don't know how much money court has. I don't know if they're bringing in any money these days. So, and it would come out of their budget. So.
Oh, it's even better.
I asked the court clerk about it, and she was fine with it.
What's that?
I said I asked the court clerk about it, and she was fine with it.
Yeah, she don't care.
No. She doesn't care. But
I'd like to try it myself. I like Guy's idea.
I could get a price if you guys want me to do that. Yeah. I could see how much it would cost to install it across another line, which I think they already have a line in there that used to be an old fax line, but I'll check into it.
No, that fax line has to stay.
Another line. That fax line is staying.
Yeah.
There's a couple things.
They have their own fax line because that's required by the court system.
No, I know that. I think there is another line.
They would need another line.
Just like there's another one underneath this desk that we're not using. We may be able to activate one that's a deadline right now and not have to have a whole install. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There's one right underneath this desk.
Right, but you wouldn't want the new court line to go through the centric system. You want it to go directly to the court, which means they would have to have their own voicemail too. They couldn't use your voicemail because they can't use the centric voicemail, otherwise they're in your system.
And it may not work with our phone system.
I mean, we could try the Google Voice.
I don't know how it works.
I don't know anything about it, so I cannot speak to that.
We should figure that out.
All right.
Because then we might be able to get away with that.
All right, take a look and see what the cost is. We'll take a look at it.
I'll look into it. You're right, it may not even work with the phone system.
Well, Spectrum has a thing where you can get a cell phone added to your plan and set it up for it to be
not for businesses.
Yeah. It's a cell phone, portable phone that is on your business plan.
Okay, and what's the charge for that?
It's the same
no
as a phone line.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a cell phone, not a landline. Because they were trying to sell me on that at work.
Mm. I suppose we don't.
Is that why they keep calling me?
Well, she leaves the cell phone there. If you just go to voicemail, she turns it off, right?
Yeah. I mean, it would have voicemail on it, so.
My thought is, as soon as it goes to voicemail, they're going to call the village hall and say, where the heck's the clerk?
And you could be right, but.
Doesn't hurt to check, price-wise.
If the phone number on the tickets is changed from 766-3044 to their number, they won't have my number. I mean, it's a fact, it says that's the number you call because both offices are accessed through that system.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I'm still thinking there's something we could do to make it better, but I'll do some more investigating.
All right.
The last thing on my list is that I wanted to bring the public hours to the village clerk's office back to 9 to 12. Not that we're going to work any less hours. I just want it open to the public. The same as the town, the same as the court. Apparently that's the way it used to be. I don't know when it became 8 to 12, but 9 to 12 is what everybody else has.
Yeah, I will be.
Do you get anybody to come in between 8 and 9?
I mean, I'm here at 8 o'clock every day. And
right.
I mean, on occasion I do. It's not that. I mean, me myself, I'll probably still come in at 8. It's more for, you know, I have other people that work in the office that would rather do 9 o'clock. And, you know, I'm trying to be convenient for everyone. Yeah. Just because I don't mind 8 o'clock doesn't mean that's what they want to do. She's older and I have to put it to where it's going to be work for everybody because a lot of times when I'm out, she covers my vacation or I take a day or here or there. Yeah, it has to have the right hours covered and 9 o'clock works better. I'll be here 9, 8, 1, 2, whatever. It's not going to change my hours at all, really, but if you guys don't care, that's what I'm going to give a trial run this summer and see if I get any, you know, customer complaints.
So you think we should do a motion for that? I think we should. I think we should do a motion that public hours for village offices shall be 9 to noon.
Well, it's actually in the handbook. That is our hours.
Oh, it is.
The handbook says 9 to noon. But I guess Margaret used to always come in at 8, work an hour before the public got here. Which makes a lot of sense.
She was never here. I mean, she was never open at 8 when she was here.
No, she was here.
Yeah.
But it was always 9 to noon. But that's what it says in the handbook, but you guys haven't read the handbook in a zillion years, so. This is another thing you should do, but
All right, so there's no outstanding resolution that says the public offices are open from 8 to noon?
Not that I know of, but you can go ahead and do a resolution.
I make a motion that public offices for the village administration shall be open from 9 to noon, Monday through Friday.
Second
by Charlie. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried.
All right, and the last thing I have, which I just forgot to put on here, is that don't forget we have village cleanup the weekend after next. Who can come? Who's coming to help? Okay, Guy and Charlie, you're on.
I should be here.
I'll try and get the day off from work. It's probably not going to happen, though.
And it's also going to be shred day as well, so bring your
shredding. I should be here. I'm not on ambulance that week, so should be good.
All right. Perfect. I don't think there's anything
else. Probably. Don't worry about it.
You sure?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good to go.
We do reports.
We'll get you on something else. I don't know. You want
to do reports? I don't know if we have anything. Anyone has anything to report?
Anybody? If anybody has anything they want to bring up, obviously, go for it.
Okay. So, thanks to the ingenuity and hard work of Trustee Mulda, we got the speed sign repaired, physically repaired and put up back on the
Route 20. The east side.
On the east side of Route 20. It is working. It may need a little adjustment. I think we might have to put it down a little bit.
Okay.
We'll look. Yeah. And then we have to seal it up.
Okay.
But as far as I know, it is working, as far as I can tell, and that's good. The other thing is we've started to do work on the trailer, the portable trailer. The speed trailer, and it needed some help on its trailer parts, and Pete did that work, so it can now be safely moved, and so we just need to get some replacement batteries and
the solar panel.
We'll do some work there, and it will be movable. And
good.
We can deploy it when we want to, where we want to. So we're in good shape. Finally, thank you.
No problem.
Great.
I'd like to thank everybody on the water break for the pair. Bob, Rich, Pete and Tom. It was a long day. It was even longer for Pete and Tom after they finally capped the leak, but it was a struggle all day for everybody, and even Bob's wisdom of the infrastructure, along with Rich. So I want to thank everybody for donating their time, and especially Tom and Pete.
Anything else? Anybody else got anything they want to bring up?
Hopefully I will have the flower boxes up on the bridge, just waiting for the rest of the mounts to be welded up.
Okay.
Oh, shoot.
We had the approval or the tree dedication for Hoppy Decker on Saturday. I think there was probably 25 or 30 folks in attendance.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a beautiful day. And I think the family it was well received, and it went off very well. So, and I want to especially thank Julia and Melody Howarth for cleaning up in the park, power washing the Ben Stanley sign or monument, and the kids' toy. Climb on toys and whatnot. So I mean, they look very nice now. They're colorful.
Yeah, you can see them again.
So thank you very much for doing the work there, and did a great job making it look nice. Anybody else have anything?
The only thing I got is the pond.
Well, there was a bill in there today for
he's been treating
treatment.
It.
So they usually the first month you know, like the May to mid-June is...
Okay.
They let them weeds come up, and then they treat it, and then they die off. And,
okay.
Well, his chemical doesn't kill those weeds that are floating around. When I called him last week, when you asked me about the pond, he said that, you know, the first year we hired him, and he raked it and did all that. Since then, we haven't. But I mentioned that to Pete and Tom, and they did go out there with rakes and take some off. So they're trying to get the floaters off eventually. It's because it doesn't have circulation like that system that he wanted to put in. And if Pete pulls the other 2x4, we're going to lose too much water out of the pond. But if it was a little bit wider, it would actually go out of the pond. So they did some raking last week, and I think it looks better. I mean, it's improving.
Yeah, but I think he said that in the beginning, in the spring, that the weeds will grow up, and then they'll die off earlier and settle down to the bottom.
Well, you know, talking about a couple different
treatments
things.
He used,
I don't know. So. Dogwood, something, I don't know. He named quite a few things that I don't know much about, trees or weeds. But it looks a little better.
Hmm. All right. Anything else? All right, resolutions, approved the records disposal list. In here.
The items on the list are ready for destruction. They've met their date.
Alright, so we have a list of records disposal notice is in here. Dated June, accounts payable correspondence for 2013, Aflac correspondence for 2015, brand licensing and correspondence from 2006 to 2015. Most of it's correspondence, so. Unity Garden stuff. Most of it's over 7 years old, too, so. Anybody see anything on there they want to save? Entertain a motion to approve the list.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Charlie, seconded by Guy. Any questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Okay, all the regular reports are in your packets, so you can read the water reports and the streets reports and all that good stuff. All right, so, resolution to designate certifying officer as the village clerk. Resolution to designate, Village of Nassau resolution to designate certifying officer. Whereas the Village of Nassau, hereafter the village, will apply for and anticipates being awarded funds through the Community Development Grant, or Block Grant, from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development as administered by the State of New York for Wastewater Infrastructure Improvements Project, CFA application number 108825. And whereas the Village Board of Trustees, hereinafter the Village Board, as anticipated recipient of the grant award, is required to designate a certifying officer for the purpose of signing required documents pertaining to the anticipated grant, and now therefore be it resolved that the Village Board does hereby designate the Village Clerk as the Village Certifying Officer for the purpose of signing required documents pertaining to the anticipated grant award, CFA application number 108825. Let's see. So, okay, so this is a poll vote, right?
Well, not necessarily. I could fill that in. I just have to make sure I fill this in. I have stuff for you to sign at the end of the meeting. We need to pass the resolution.
So I'm making the motion. I'll take a second.
I'll second.
Second by Guy.
Made it you.
I did. Guy second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
Okay, so there's no nays and there's no one absent. Okay, so I'll fill that.
Motion's carried. Is that good?
Yep.
Okay. Declare Village of Nassau Utility and Infrastructure Reconstruction Project as C Corps Classification Type 2 Action. Village of Nassau Utility and Infrastructure Reconstruction Project, resolution declare type 2 action. Whereas the Village of Nassau proposed the following utility and infrastructure reconstruction project. Number one, Chatham Street is a New York State highway. It runs through the village. Improvements include: replace the underside cast iron water main, replace deteriorated non-ADA compliant sidewalks on the west side of the street, install new curbs and sidewalks along the east side of the street, improve drainage, repave section for the street from US 20 to Fairground Street. Number two, Fairground Street. Replacement of sidewalks on the north side of the street with ADA compliant sidewalks. Install on-street parking areas, repave the entire street. Number three, Quantumique Street. Replace undersized cast iron water main, install on-street parking areas, repave the entire street. Number four, John Street, non-ADA compliant sidewalk. This walk will extend from US Route 20 to the intersection of Fairgrounds Street. In addition to the village residents and visitors, sidewalks serves the local elementary school, replace curb and improve drainage. Number five, US 20 intersection improvements at Route 20 and Elm Street to improve the intersection, install a mid-block crosswalk for safer crossing in front of the library. And whereas 6 NYCRR section 617.5, title 6 of the New York Code of Rules and Regulations, under the State Environmental Quality Review Act, CEQR, provides that certain actions identified in subdivision C of that section are not subject to environmental review under the Environmental Conservation Law. And whereas the Village Board of the Village of Nassau, herein after Village Board, as lead agency, reviewed the potential adverse impacts of the utility and infrastructure reconstruction project in accordance with New York State Environmental Quality Review Act, herein after CEQR, now therefore be it resolved that the Village Board, and as lead agency, does hereby classify the utility and infrastructure reconstruction project as a type 2 action, as it is a facility replacement project specifically exempt in CEQR from part 617.5.C. Be it further resolved that the Village Board does hereby determine that the improvements of the water main, sidewalks, and intersection of this ministerial nature involving no exercise of discretion and is therefore not subject to further review under 6 NYCRR section 617. The question of the adoption of the foregoing resolution was duly put to a vote on roll call, which resulted as follows. So I will make the motion we adopt this resolution. Obtain a second.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Resolution is passed. I'll open the floor to public comment prior to paying the bills. Zach, anything for us?
Nothing that I haven't already mentioned.
What's that?
Nothing that I haven't already mentioned.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion to pay bills 1 through 27 in the amount of $37,682.34 in the general fund and $47,085.97 in the water fund and $3,397.96 outside of abstract.
I make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Julia. Any questions on the bills? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Adjournment's in order. I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Second.
We are adjourned.